it had been building up for so many years that I was, you know, suicidal. I mean, I just didn't want to live. So I just thought, if I'm going to die, if I'm going to kill myself, I should take some drugs, you know. May as well become a junkie, because I felt like a junkie every day.
Are we going? Yeah, we're going. Check.
Are we going? Don't go all crazy and shit.
Yeah. How much time we got?
So listen close, so you all don't miss, and we go a little something like this.
Let it begin. Who, what, why, and when? Jumping straight from the fire to the frying pan. Heading straight from the zoo to the lion's den. Our character isn't named yet. Trier. Ben. Yeah, Ben. 17, 18, no 19. Never mind, his name ain't Ben. Let's wipe the slate clean. Let's call him Kurt. A small town boy always carries his guitar around. All loud noise. But his parents think something is wrong. They speak, he doesn't hear him. He's just strumming along. Idolizes Jimi Hendrix. Amazed at that dead man. He wants to be him. Even plays with his left hand. He's anti-drug. The man might bug, but it's his outlet for pain, cause he can't find love. He rocks hard every show he has. A rock star, yeah, he knows he's bad. He's not far from an indie deal. He won't bend or kneel. No sellout, shell out a Bentley mill. It don't matter, the gold platter billion records won't change up his brilliant methods. He's got a knack for cryptic lyrics. Think Lennon on heroin, a chameleon, depending on where he's been. Fast forward, he's lost a spark in his eyes, and he became everything he's ever criticized. The new icon, a household name. He picked up a bad habit, hard to douse old flames. He ate a shotgun, signed and sealed. But what would have happened had he had never signed that deal?
No pain, no gain. But this life ain't playing no games. This life ain't playing no games.
So he never signed that deal, he said fuck it. Never liked the way the labels changed the meat puppets. Sure, his best friend Chris was pissed, but he's so passive aggressive that he zipped his lips. But this was his decision for no encore. Sometimes he wonders what it would have been like to go on tour. Have 7 billion fans all screaming his name, and no same 7 billion fans seeing his pain. But he stayed straight edge, knocked up his main squeeze, locked up his fang dreams of rock, love, and stage scenes. And now he's waking up at 3 in the morning to change dirty diapers. Curtis tired, peeing and yawning. Ignoring his depression, won't see a doctor for it, and it's messing with his marriage. Don't want more of this aggression. He went and kissed his daughter, should've got some help. Instead he went in his garage and ate a shotgun shell.
Wasn't that story sad, kiddies? I sure thought so. It just goes to show that sometimes, no matter what adventure you choose, if it's meant to be, you just can't escape the outcome. Rest in peace, Kurt. We miss you.